I get married to experience marriage. I marry to experience marriage. Why do we get married? Why do we build a house? Why do we have friends? Why do we travel around the world? Why do we do anything that we do? We do it because we want to experience the activity that involves. I marry because I want to experience the activity, the joy, the harmony, the love of marriage. Before I get married, I take a sheet of paper and I write down all the things that I think that marriage is. I write down all the things that marriage means to me and why I want to get married. Do I want to get married because somebody wants me to get married? Do I want to get married because of other people's attitudes, my parents, my family, my sweetheart, whoever it is? Why do I want to get married? People nowadays are deciding not to get married, to get bound up in ownership of each other, in the possession of each other. Now, the civil law doesn't appreciate that too much because they say after so many years, 7 years, I believe it is, you are considered married. You are considered married and you are considered to be under all the rules that marriage is. The husband has responsibilities to the family and the wife has responsibilities to the family. And the husband and wife have responsibilities to the children. And they have responsibilities to each other and to themselves. Now, why do I want to get married? Why would anyone want to get married? Well, you fall in love. And what does it mean to fall in love? What does it mean to fall in love? Does it mean when you fall in love that you lose all judgment? You lose all attitudes that say, hey, I'm taking on a big challenge here, a big opportunity, a big experience. Am I ready for that? And so many people, not many, but many, I guess, have a baby before they get married. And because they have a child, they think they should get married. Well, why should they be married any more after they have a child than before they have a child? What is the motivation for marriage? What is the motivation for anyone to have marriage in their life? Well, you want to experience it. So take that sheet of paper and write down all the possibilities that you have for getting married. Number one, you want to get married because you want to be close to this person that you feel is a dear, 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 wonderful friend. Somebody that you really want to spend time with. You want to go for walks with. You want to sit and talk with them. You want to be in their presence. You want to huggle and snuggle them. You want to love them with all your heart and all your soul and all your being. That's number one. That's number one. It's true. If the lug bug bites you, it says, hey, that person is for me. I'm for that person. But no, it's got to be mutual. You cannot merely love another person and expect them to marry you. They have to want to marry you, and you marry them if that's the choice. You, in other words, want to be friends with each other. If there's no friendship in a marriage, there's no marriage. A marriage starts out with wanting to be with the other person. Obviously, that's what marriage is. Two people together. You want to be with the other person. You want to be in their presence. You want to have them walk with you. You want to walk proudly to wherever you go and among your friends or wherever you are in life and say, this is my very special, certain, most wonderful friend. It's not a fat friend or a thin friend or a wise friend or a stupid friend. This is my very special friend, my very devoted friend, someone I love with all my heart and soul and being. It just tickles me to be with this person because this person delights my heart. This person delights my soul. This person delights me. I want them with me as an equal, as a friend, as somebody who walks with me arm in arm through all of the experiences that life has to offer. Yes, really, that's what marriage is. But is that how you visualize marriage? Is that how you consider marriage? Continue writing on your sheet of paper now. What's another thing about marriage? Well, marriage is where you establish a home. Not just a room that you live in, not just a bed that you call your own, but a home, a place where you have your family, where your wife and you, or your husband and you, are together doing all sorts of beautiful things together. You love to sit in the evening to talk. You love to have friends over. You love to have meals together. You love to care about each other. You love to be concerned about the interests and the desires of the other. Are they being fulfilled? Are they doing what turns them on? You don't stop living your own personal life just because you get married. If everyone were to stop living their personal life just because they got married, you would have even more divorces than you have now. But people who haven't thought about what marriage is all about, people who haven't thought about that before they jump in and tie the knot, so to speak, before they decide to get married formally, legally, and responsibly. But continue writing on that slip of paper. You like to tell your friend about what you're doing. Your friend is supportive of your desires and your goals, and you're supportive of their desires and their goals. It's a two-way street. It's not just the matter that she is supporting you in all of the things that you want to do and saying, go for it, but you support her in all the things that she wants to do. It's a mutual thing. Now, today we're having an experience where same sexes are having marriages, where men are marrying men and women are marrying women. And the whole thing about this is, it's a matter of possession. Why do you want to own that other person? Don't you dare go out with another person, even if you're a same-sex marriage. You don't want them to go out with another person. You don't want them to have friends. You don't want them to have a life of their own. You don't trust them because you say, I own your presence. I own your love. I own you. And you have no right to have anybody else in your life except me. Well, how foolish. Can you imagine children playing and having only one best friend, and then the best friend moves away, and what does the child do? He gets another best friend, and other best friends come along. But the best friend doesn't really mean ownership. It's, do we like to do things together? It's perhaps the ideal of marriage, the best friend ideal. Now, when you have best friends, if you don't trust your spouse to go out among the opposite sex or the same sex and to be with them and to have experiences with them and to walk through life with them, and you don't trust them, you think that they're going to break the vow of marriage by having a relationship or doing something with the other person, well, then you don't have a marriage. A marriage is where each person respects the other person and respects what they want to do and how they want to live. And as you respect the other person, you find in them the satisfying thing of life. Now, there can be no possession